AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview. Looking ahead to the card at Ascot this afternoon, a big card at Ascot as well. We have the Long Walk Hurdle, the feature race on the card. There's also the Ladbroke, a very big handicap hurdle at the end of the card as well. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, Mark. Thank you.
Good. We've got a good week of racing coming up, haven't we? We've got this weekend and then obviously just after Christmas we've got Kempton and Wetherby and then Cheltenham on New Year's Day as well. A good time of year, not only for Christmas but for the racing as well.
Yeah, very much so. Good racing all the way through. Lots of the very best horses out and definitely looks for an exciting Christmas.
Yes, and at Fisher's Cross is going to be of interest for plenty of people today, AP. A little bit disappointing on reappearance, but that mistake ended the chance, didn't it? Is he fit and well coming into today?
Yeah, I think she's very happy with him. And as you know, he obviously made a bad mistake at Newbury last time, but paid his chances. Hopefully, she seems 100% happy with him. He's obviously got Reeb de Savola and probably Salubrious, who was second last week, to beat. But really, if he's going to be a world hurdle horse, then he needs to be winning today, to be honest.
Okay, we'll move on to that race in a little bit more detail shortly, but we'll start at the top of the card in the 12:45, and we start with a novice's handicap hurdle over 3 miles, and it's your first ride of the day here, AP, as well. You're on board Josie's Orders, who improved when stepping up to 3 miles at Aintree, finished third at Wetherby last time. You're back on board today though, and he looks to have an okay chance. What do you make of your chances in the first?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a chance. I was a little bit disappointed with him in Wetherby, to be honest. I thought he maybe had a little bit more improvement in him than that what he showed at Wetherby, but he's got a decent enough chance in what looks at a very competitive race. The Henry Daly horse, Brave Buck, seems to have improved. He's won his last twice pretty well. He's obviously creeping up the weights a little bit as well, although he's only £8 higher than when he won last time. But Brave Buck would probably be the one. I mean, Seabright of Nigel Twist and Davis was a decent horse. So he was. He's had a few little problems, and but he was a good sixth in his reappearance. He's probably not without a chance either. Forever Present, Nicky Henderson's obviously got to be feared. He's not without a chance, but I think Brave Buck for me is probably the one to beat. And hopefully Josie's Orders can run better than he did last time.
Okay. Brave Buck, the one to beat then in the 12:45. Josie's Orders, still an each way price this morning at 13-2, whereas the first time blinkers as well. So would have an okay chance hopefully for AP. The 1:15 is the second race. This is a graduation chase. It's the David Johnson Memorial Shawbuck graduation chase. It's over the 2 mile and 5.5 furlong trip, and you team up with Rebecca Curtis for the first time this afternoon on O'Fowland's Boy, who racked up a hat-trick at the back end of last season and then finished fourth in the Albert Bartlett. Over fences on reappearance, AP, what do you make of his chances as a chaser?
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he looks like a chaser in the making. It's a tough start for him, really, taking on past winners, the likes of Easterday and Baby Mix. Obviously, in his first run over fences, having no experience, but he's a decent horse and hopefully a chaser to look forward to. Easterday was pretty impressive when he went new the last time. Baby Mix actually, in fairness, was quite impressive winning last time too, but I think Easter Day is probably the main one that we've got to beat, and hopefully O'Flannan's Boy is up to giving them plenty to do, but I think Easter Day is going to be hard to beat.
Okay, Easter Day could be hard to beat in the 1:15. Then onto the third race, the 1:50. This is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong. And Pendra is the next ride for AP. He arrives here in pretty good form, but I suppose both those races he probably should have won. This is more of a challenge, AP. How do you think he'll get on in the 1:50?
Yeah, this is more of a challenge. He's running off pretty much the same handicap markers that he ran off at Cheltenham over hurdles at the back end of the last season. So he's not thrown in or in by any means, and it's definitely going to be a bit of an eye-opener for him in terms of experience. He's ran a couple of novice chases with very few runners, whereas this is going to be a lot more competitive. So it's going to be tough for him. Grey Gold consistent horse. Was a good third last time. I think he's probably the, I think Grey Gold is probably the one we've got to beat. Obviously, softer ground. A link of Venetia Williams has got to be feared as well, because his horse did perform when it's pretty soft. But I think Grey Gold is probably the one we've got to beat.
Do you think he will beat him?
I don't know. I think it's going to be, he'll need to jump well, Pendra, to have a good to beat him, but it won't be easy, that's for sure.
Okay. The 225 is the big race of the day. It's the Wessex Youth Trust Long Walk Hurdle. It's a grade one over 3 miles and one furlong, and it's your big ride of the day as well, AP. At Fisher's Cross is the mount here. A bad mistake cost him his chance at Newbury, as we mentioned. I imagine he'll come on for that run, and he's 4-7 favourite in the betting. Will we see him bounce back?
Yeah, hopefully so. He needs to bounce back, really, and if he's going to be a world hurdle horse, he has to win. Albeit, Disavola was a good winner of this race last year, and obviously was a good winner in France a couple of runs back. And is a good stayer, loves the soft ground, so it's not going to be that easy for our Fisher's Cross, but at the same time, he'd want to be winning. Salubrious was a good second last week at Cheltenham. And it's definitely a danger too, but I think Fisher's Cross would want to be winning if he's going to be a world hurdle horse, that's for sure.
Okay, on to the penultimate race this afternoon at Ascot. This is the 3 o'clock. It's the Silver Cup Handicap Chase, which is a listed race over 3 miles. No ride for you in this one, AP, so shall we start here with the Hennessy winner, Trio de Lane? What do you think of his chances of following up?
Yeah, they're pretty good. He only ended up 11th for in Hennessy, which is obviously a much more competitive race than this. So I could see him definitely winning again. I like Hoblon de Zobo of Anisha Williams. He again, another one that loves the soft ground. Her horse is, as I said earlier, come to the fore when the ground is pretty testing, and no doubt he'll like the testing conditions. So a couple of others have good chances. Obviously, Storm Survivor fell over national fences last time. What a Warrior was well beaten at Newbury. Cedra Blue was plenty far enough behind Cantlow at Newbury as well last time. But as I said, I think Hoblon de Zobo has won 3 miles around Ascot earlier on in the year, and I like him. I think he's going to take a bit of beating.
Okay, Hoblon de Zobo then for AP in the 3 o'clock, and the final race this afternoon is the 3:35. We finish with the Ladbroke, which is a Grade 3 handicap hurdle over 2 miles. It's a bit of a minefield as well. It's 8-1 the field as we record this morning, and 8-1 joint favourite City Slicker and Del Arca. And you're on board the Willie Mullins trained City Slicker under the JP McManus ownership. And do you think you have a favourite's chance in the final race?
He's got a chance, but he's up £19 winning last time. So it's a big step up for him. He needs to improve. I think he's got a chance. Would I want to be backing him on a 21 or a handicap? Maybe not. It's a tough race. Delarca proven in a big field handicap. Won at Cheltenham earlier on the season. Only a 4-year-old open to improvement. I could see him taking a bit of beating. Of the others, Rolling Star was a pretty good juvenile last year, and won well in his reappearance. Chatterbox ran well in his reappearance as well. I'd imagine he'd improve for the run. The Total Ice has been well fancied. I know there's been plenty of money for him earlier on the week. I think Delarco is probably going to be the one that we've all got to beat, and I could see him improving again and being hard to beat.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much for speaking to us again, AP. Good luck with your rides at Ascot this afternoon.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.